The Devoted Friend. One morning, the old water rat put his head out of his hole. He had bright, beady eyes and stiff grey whiskers, and his tail was like a long bit of black India rubber. The little ducks were swimming about in the pond, looking just like a lot of yellow canaries, and their mother, who was pure white with real red legs, was trying to teach them how to stand on their heads in the water.
"You will never be in the best society unless you can stand on your heads," she kept saying to them.
And every now and then she showed them how it was done. But the little ducks paid no attention to her. They were so young, they did not know what an advantage it is to be in society at all.
"What disobedient children," cried the old water rat. "They really deserve to be drowned."
"Nothing of the kind," answered the duck. "Every one must make a beginning, and parents cannot be too patient."
"Oh, I know nothing about the feeling of parents," said the water rat. "I am not a family man. In fact, I have never been married, and I never intend to be. Love is all very well in its way, but friendship is much higher. Indeed, I know of nothing in the world that is either nobler or rarer than a devoted friendship."
"Ah, and what, pray, is your idea of the duties of a devoted friend?" asked a green linnet, who was sitting on a willow tree hard by and overheard the conversation.
"Yes, that's just what I want to know," said the duck,
and she swam away to the end of the pond and stood upon her head in order to give her children a good example.
"Oh, what a silly question," cried the water rat. "I should expect my devoted friend to be devoted to me, of course."
"And what would you do in return?" said the little bird, swinging upon a silver spray and flapping his tiny wings.